Proclamation number 7438 of 27th of October, 1959. Intercession for souls beyond. You don't know how much the souls have to suffer who stay in the kingdom of the beyond without any intercession and on whose will alone it depends whether they take a step forward. These poor souls are mostly unable to muster this will, and all ideas on the part of the beings of light, which again and again visit them in disguise in order to bring them help, are unsuccessful because they simply have no strength to want and vegetate apathetically until strength is given to them from one side. And this can only be achieved through intercession on the part of people. Everything must proceed according to the law of eternal order. God cannot arbitrarily bestow strength on a soul which is completely unworthy of it, which it neither desires nor accepts when it is offered to it or other help is offered to it. And precisely because the soul is too weak to do anything itself to improve its situation, you humans should remember it in loving intercession and often pray for these poor souls so that the Father, for the sake of your love, can then bestow his strength and supply it to those souls and will certainly do so, so that no intercessory prayer will remain without effect. A soul taken care of by a person on earth in loving intercession cannot get lost, once it comes to the realization that it has to take action itself to change its fate. Then it will also do so, for it noticeably feels the strength which is given to it and then also applies it in accordance with divine will, i.e., it will thereby lovingly work on the souls which, like it, are in need. Loving intercession is the only means to help such souls in darkness, because through it they themselves get to know the strength of love and are able to change. These souls suffer indescribably and are extremely grateful once they have attained realization and take the right path which was pointed out to them. And they carry off their gratitude with redeeming activity, for then they want to help, just as they were helped in their adversity and torment. Yet countless souls have no intercessor. Countless souls dwell in darkness, whom no human being remembers in loving intercession. Include them all in your prayers, just have the will to help them, and this goodwill will supply them with strength so that they will temporarily feel urged to ascend from the darkness, and then sparks of light will also light up for them at times which will inspire them to follow them. Compassionate thoughts which you send into these dark spheres always cause small revolts that the beings try to instruct each other what to do in order to get out of their agonizing state. And if the intercession does not diminish, the soul's desire becomes ever stronger. And then a change also occurs by giving them the opportunity to leave the abyss and participate in teachings which are offered to them in the form of sparks of light and which are beneficial to them. To help those souls is a great work of mercy, because they can no longer help themselves alone and are dependent on outside help. They hardly accept the help offered to them directly in the kingdom of the beyond because they are too weak to want it and therefore first need the supply of strength which you humans can impart to them through loving intercession. It is the works of love which you can still do to the souls beyond death and which are often of greater significance because they can be a work of salvation for these souls which leads them out of darkness and lets them come to life. But once such souls have been saved, once they have entered the path of light, then they have also become eager helpers for the other souls which likewise dwell in darkness. For they never forget their adversity and will therefore also be eternally grateful. Amen.